Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Importance of Data in Decision Making. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Core Data Concepts in the Data Analytics for Product Managers course. In this lesson, we'll explore how data influences product decisions, examine case studies of data-driven product strategies, and identify key metrics for success. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to recognize the critical role of data in making informed product decisions, appreciate real-world applications of data analytics, and understand how to measure the success of data-driven initiatives. Main content: how data influences product decisions. Data is the backbone of informed decision-making in product management. It provides insights that guide product development, marketing strategies, and customer engagement. When product managers harness data effectively, they can make decisions that not only resonate with their target audience but also drive business growth. For instance, consider a scenario where a product team is launching a new feature. By analyzing user engagement data from existing features, the team can identify patterns in user behavior. This data might reveal that users prefer certain functionalities over others, leading the team to prioritize the development of those features. Moreover, A/B testing, a common technique in product management, allows teams to compare user responses to different versions of a product. This empirical approach ensures that decisions are based on actual user preferences rather than assumptions. Data can also play a vital role in identifying market trends. For example, by analyzing sales data and customer feedback, product managers can recognize emerging preferences and adjust their offerings accordingly. This proactive approach allows businesses to stay ahead of competitors and meet evolving consumer demands. Case studies of data-driven product strategies to illustrate the importance of data in decision-making. Let's look at a couple of case studies. Spotify's personalization strategy. Spotify uses data analytics to curate personalized playlists for its users. By analyzing listening habits, user interactions, and even social media activity, Spotify can recommend songs, create personalized playlists, and deliver content that users are more likely to enjoy. This data-driven strategy has not only enhanced user experience but has also increased user retention and subscription rates. Amazon's product recommendations. Amazon utilizes a sophisticated recommendation engine powered by data analytics. By analyzing past purchases, browsing history, and customer reviews, Amazon can suggest products tailored to individual preferences. This strategy has proven effective in boosting sales and enhancing customer satisfaction, as users are often presented with items they are genuinely interested in. Netflix's content strategy. Netflix exemplifies the power of data in content creation and recommendation. By tracking viewer preferences and viewing habits, Netflix can determine which genres or types of shows attract the most viewers. This data not only informs their content acquisition strategy but also guides the development of original programming, ensuring that new releases align with audience interests. These case studies exemplify how leveraging data leads to strategic decisions that align with customer needs and market demands. Metrics for success. Understanding which metrics to track is crucial for assessing the effectiveness of data-driven decisions. Here are some key metrics that product managers should consider. Customer satisfaction score, CSAT. This metric gauges how satisfied customers are with a product. It can be measured through surveys, feedback forms, or social media sentiment analysis. A high CSAT indicates that the product meets customer expectations, which is essential for long-term success. Net Promoter Score, NPS. NPS measures customer loyalty by asking how likely customers are to recommend the product to others. A high NPS signifies that users are not only satisfied but also advocates for the product, which can lead to organic growth through word of mouth. Churn rate. This metric tracks the percentage of customers who stop using a product over a specific period. A high churn rate can signal problems with the product or customer engagement strategies. By analyzing churn, product managers can identify areas for improvement. Customer lifetime value. CLV. This metric estimates the total revenue a business can expect from a single customer account throughout their relationship. Understanding CLV helps product managers invest wisely in customer acquisition and retention strategies. By focusing on these metrics, product managers can not only evaluate the success of their data-driven initiatives but also make iterative improvements based on customer feedback and usage patterns. Conclusion. In conclusion, data plays a pivotal role in making informed product decisions. This lesson emphasized how data influences product strategies, showcased real-world examples of successful data-driven decision-making, and highlighted essential metrics for measuring success. By integrating these insights into your product management practices, you will be better equipped to drive impactful decisions and foster a culture of data-driven innovation in your organization. Reflection questions: how can you leverage user engagement data to inform your product development strategy? Reflect on a time when you used data to make a decision. What was the outcome, and what did you learn? Which metrics do you believe would be most crucial for assessing the success of your product initiatives, and why?